State officials announced the start of what is billed as a massive contact tracing operation this week, this past week, to stop the spread of coronavirus, saying that pilot programs will launch first in Lake County and downstate's St. Clair County. So joining us to talk about that right now is Kelly Bauer, who is the breaking news editor of Block Club Chicago. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm great. So nice to hear from you. I hope you're well and keeping yourself busy. I'm sure you are. So tell me about contact tracing. You know, one thing I've really heard in a refrain through as this has been discussed is that officials seem like they're emphasizing, hey, this is not a new thing. This is something we do all the time. We're just doing it for a new virus.
Yeah, so officials from the city and the state have said contact tracing is something that every public health department does all the time. So officials in Chicago and Illinois were doing contact tracing before the pandemic. They were doing it at the start of the pandemic, and they've still been doing it.
And what stood out to you as this more, here's how we're going to proceed sort of announcement has come out, and what was your takeaway from that?
So Governor Pritzker explained that they are just massively scaling up the effort to do contact tracing in Illinois because since the virus has become so widespread, they need a lot more people than they normally would to work on this. And the way that's going to work is that public health departments all over the state are going to be hiring people to work on this. And then those people will reach out to people who tested positive with coronavirus to talk to them and interview them about who they might have been in contact with for a prolonged period. And after that, they reach out to those contacts to provide them with information on symptoms they should look out for, how to stay safe, how to isolate. And the state will even give information to people who are contacts about how they can get groceries or do laundry while they're isolating and trying to see if they do have coronavirus.
As you note in the story that is at Block Club Chicago, that if you follow me on Twitter, I'm going to be sure and tweet this out after the program so everybody can read it for themselves. But as noted in that story, coordinators will work with cases and contacts to help them with needs while they isolate, including helping them access alternate housing, food banks, medical monitoring, and mental health services. That's a wide breadth of things that I think are all very, very necessary for people who are having this experience.
Yeah, I think the state wants people to participate with contact tracers as much as possible. So I think one thing they're doing to make that easier and to help people out during self-isolation is to provide those resources and to ensure everybody can still get food, can still get medicine, can still get mental health care while they're isolating. And I think that's supposed to make it a little easier for people to isolate and prevent spread of the virus.
And so what can people expect if someone is notified that, hey, you have possibly been in contact with somebody who tested positive for coronavirus? What is that process? What does that notification process rather look like?
Yeah, so because they are trying to still practice social distancing, contact tracers will first try to text you or give you a phone call. And I believe it's one text, three phone calls. And if they still can't reach you, then they will try to have someone come to your home and speak to you. And once they speak to you, it'll be similar to what they did with the person with the initial contact, is they'll want to know, like, have you had any symptoms? Have you been in contact with anybody? And if you are exhibiting symptoms, then they can help you with getting information on testing.
Is there any concern that you're aware of that you found in looking into this story of people maybe wanting to underreport to contact tracers, people kind of wanting to fly under the radar a little bit? Is there any concern about that or some strategies to mitigate that?
So people have been worried about if people know that they have coronavirus, could they face some sort of stigma? You know, will people be afraid to be by them? Will work not want them to come in? And so the state has said that it will not be disclosing the names of anyone who has coronavirus, that when it reaches out to your contacts, if you have it, they will just be saying something along the lines of someone you were in contact with has tested positive for coronavirus. So in that way, they'll be able to protect your identity and make it easier for you to safely isolate without any potential stigma.
Yeah, I worry about stigma. I also worry about retaliation, you know, that somebody could be angry about it or something like that. I think that's, you know, those are very real concerns that people, I think, should have top of mind, really.
Yeah, and I think that the state is very committed to protecting people's identities and ensuring that you are able to keep your own status with coronavirus private.
So you mentioned the hiring of like more people are needed to get this done. Do you have a number of how many people the state and local officials are going to be looking to hire for this project?
I believe, I would have to double check that for you, but it is several thousand people. Off the top of my head, I want to say that they were trying to scale up to 4,000 people. And that's because even though obviously there are so many more people in Illinois, these contact tracers will be working with multiple people at a time.
Sure, I imagine so. Do you, I know, looking through the process of contact tracing, to me that sounds like a reporting project. So, you know, I'm like, well, I think journalists would be good at that. But what kind of qualifications? Do people need a medical background? What kind of people are best suited to being a contact tracer?
Yeah, so not necessarily. They said that they are looking for people of all kinds of different backgrounds, anyone who just kind of has an interest in this and thinks they would be good at it. So they said, you know, if you're somebody who's curious, if you're somebody who is good with speaking to people and getting them to open up with you, then you would probably be a good fit for it. But you don't have to, there are no degrees required or prior job experience. If you're interested, you can just fill out a form online and then they can contact you and see if you would be a good fit.
Well, I think that sounds like I'm sure lots of people will, especially with as we see the high unemployment numbers that we have been seeing. Any other big stories that you have going right now at Block Club Chicago that are on your radar or on your mind right now?
Yeah, of course, there's a ton of different stories at this time. This morning, we published a story about how so many parents will be returning to work when Phase 3 starts next week. But childcare camps and schools are all still closed, which means that there's not really a place to send your kid. So we spoke with a number of different parents about their concerns, about how their kids are losing out on socialization and learning opportunities, and what the state could do to help parents as they look for childcare while still trying to return to work.
Well, lots going on there. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much, Kelly Bauer, breaking news editor at Block Club Chicago. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Be well.